The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, and usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the sea, because our help comes from the Lord. First up, the idea that Christians should be quiet as a mouse or seen but not heard is not scriptural. Being politically correct or being woke are very deceptive worldly philosophies and not biblical truth. We'll get into that. Next, we must make a choice. It's not an option. There are no mugwumps who will make it into heaven. Choose or lose, turn or burn. Fine. And finally, it is God, not American presidents, that have drawn a line in the sand. And when it is all said and done, those who have chosen God's kingdom will be known and be blessed for all eternity.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. That's a good idea. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. We don't get a lot of emails. I should just really point that out. But you can do it. I'm just saying if you want to. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or, as you know, you can call in. And if you call in, 972-445-0770. Terrific T will answer the phone. And that's just like it's Friday. Isn't that a great one? Friday. You like that? It's like Friday. Come on. 972-445-0770. Then she turns you over to me and it's like Monday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Good play. Good play. All right. So, as you know, it can be for praise reports, prayer requests. It can be to comment on something as long as you keep it cool and uplifting. You can ask a question. It'll be for Bible trivia, which we're going to start off with in just a second. I do want to give a quick update, though. I think that's important as well. We had been praying for September. She went to the doctor yesterday. We were anticipating, believing and trusting God for really good things. She got really good news. So everything looks great. She's doing great. Nothing that she has to really do except she has to just adjust her, you know, some of the things that she eats. It's like, okay, that's always good news. When you go to a doctor and you come out, and the only thing they say is change your diet.
It's like, that's a good meeting, okay?
When I've gone to the doctor and I've had the doctor say, how are you still breathing? That's not a good meeting. So I just want to give praise to the Lord for everybody praying and for the Lord being merciful and helping September. And just what a great blessing. And man, you should have seen. Noelle was so happy. And so that's really the, for me, that's, you know, that's her best friend, it's her sister, and, you know, very important to all of us. All right, so number two, don't forget I keep praying for the audience. If there's ever anything you guys need me to pray for, specifically, personally, you can always reach out through the website or you can text if you want to keep it personal. Just so you can know, I've got a whole group of people that are with me in this Doctor of Ministry program. There's all these different cohorts within it, but they're all willing to pray for everybody if there's any needs that come up. So I just think that's cool and anything you got going there. Also, next week, we're going to add Greek words, not just Hebrew words, Greek words, as well is continue to do some Bible portraits of Bible heroes like we did with Luke in the earlier half hour. Okay? All right. Now it's trivia time because I've gone a way long time before I gave a trivia question. My fault. Had a lot to say. What can you do? The book of Romans, without looking, folks, see if you can do it without looking, has how many chapters? The book of Romans has how many chapters? Okay? All right. So that's where you're going to start off with. So is there anything else we need to cover on this part? Somebody's calling in, and I think everything else will be go good. Then I'm going to do this message, and you're all going to freak out. But I love you. Just think of that. I pray for you. Love you. Okay. See if you know how many chapters. Now, it's not, you know, it's not like a mandate to know this stuff. So, okay, we ready? Okay, here we go. I'm going, leaning my finger over. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, David. This is Samson.
Hi, Samson. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
I'm very glad to hear that, my brother. Very, very glad. Okay, you got a trivia question on board. Now, I hope you're ready for it. I think you will be. How many chapters in the book of Romans?
17.
Okay, drop it one.
Oh, okay, 16.
16, that's correct!
Yes. Yeah, I was debating like a 16 or 17.
Yeah, and it's really funny because people really know 13. They know like chapter 13. They'll know chapter 14 because that's our consciousness towards God, and even into 15. But people forget about 16, and there's a lot of personal stuff there. And one of the most fascinating things in Scripture is reading that personal stuff between the different peoples of the Bibles. Fantastic. So anyhow,
hey,
excellent.
David, I have a concern because last week you said like a – Ezekiel has six or seven visions. Is that correct,
yes.
Theologically speaking?
Yeah, so we did a whole redo on that, okay? So there's the schools of thought.
But hold on a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think you're wrong, because Ezekiel has a 2020 vision.
Well, that is the best answer I've ever heard.
Yes. So I was pondering. I said, oh, he has a perfect vision. So
it's
it must
perfect
be 2020.
Vision. 2020. It's just the best.
Because back then there wasn't the ophthalmologist to check his vision. So he had Jehovah Rapha, and who gave him the 2020.
There it is. That might be the answer of the century in regards to Ezekiel, one I will never forget and will certainly use in public proclamation. He had 2020 vision. That's just the best. You win $1 million. That's it.
Yes. Hey, David, I have a little prayer request.
Sure.
From last 2 days, I'm not feeling 100%. I know I checked my temperature and others. There's no symptoms of this, whatever the COVID thing is. But I'm just not feeling 100%. So I would love to receive some prayer that some
Absolutely.
People will stand with me, that may the good Lord of heaven just touch me, and so I'll feel 100%.
Absolutely. Let's pray right now. Father, we come before you right now. We lift up Samson to you, and we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you would put vitality and strength into his body. He's not totally down, but Lord, he can tell that he's running shy. Something's not right. And we just ask you, because you are the great physician, that you would reach into his body and bring healing to him. We ask you for it. We believe you for it. We know you can do it. We just ask you to do it quickly, and so that he would have a quickening within himself. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And
brother,
you have a Shabbat Shalom.
Okay.
And keep doing the good work.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it.
Okay. Love you, brother.
All
bye-bye.
Right, love you, too. Bye-bye. Excellent call. 2020. You guys need to remember that. You need to use that. That's what you need to use that. People will be going, how many visions did Ezekiel have when they're done? You just go, 2020. Oh, brilliant. Okay, let's go into this text real quick. I only got a few minutes to nail this down. There's so much stuff to do. I'm even going to try and get some jokes into this whole thing, but we'll see. Here's what I want to talk about. Jesus, if you remember Jesus in the temple, there's a lot of people that have this idea that Jesus was very soft. And then he walked around, and out of his sleeve, he pulled out flowers. And he had a big peace sign around. He walked around in sandals and a robe, and he was like, totally cool, dude.
It's like, okay, this is Jesus who went into the temple, and in case you're not aware of it, he made a whip. And he did with that whip, he started driving out animals. And people don't read this. I don't know why they don't read this in the text, but it says he overturned the tables of the money changers. Have you ever seen somebody overturn a table in front of you? Whatever's on the table, it goes flying. The table goes flying. It's like a dramatic, think WWF. Think World Wrestling. Think about when they flipped the tables. Jesus flipped the tables. Drove out the animals. Didn't say to the animals, come here, Poochie, come here. He drove out the animals with a whip. And the reason I'm telling you that is because there's this concept that Christians are weenies. And it's like, you know what? There gets to be a point where it's like, that's enough. All right? Romans 1:16, part of our DNA, by the way. I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. And so this idea that you can't offend anybody, Jesus offended at least half the people. They hated him. He put a dividing line. You're either sheep or goat. Sorry, I can't help you. You're either coming in or you're not. And see, we get to the point, and let me point this out, and I don't have a lot of time to get into this, but let me point this out, that in San Francisco, about 12 years ago, in the public square, listen to what I'm going to tell you, in the public square, you could not, no, it's not a joke, you could not have red and green candy because it was too much during Christmas time, too much like Christmas and Christian Christmas. So in San Francisco, they said, if you're going to put out candy in the federal buildings, it can't be red and it can't be green. That's where political correctness got people. It's like, are you kidding? Could you be any dumber? I don't think you can. And people are like, well, that's really offensive to me. Well, Jesus did offend a lot of people, didn't he? And he said, look, if you're not offended in me, you're blessed. And we got people, and it's like people are freaking out all over the place, trying to be woke and trying to be politically correct. And the whole thing is just wackadoodle man's philosophy. And it's man's attempt, by the way, just in case you don't know, to establish his own righteousness in his own eyes, not the righteousness that God has declared. And you're thinking, well, that's not good. No, it's not good. And you're going to have to take a stand on whether you are with the Lord or not, whether you're a sheep or a goat. And that's something that we have to consider, and we will review when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Sometimes praise the Lord.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads, but wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is John.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually having a wonderful day. And, you know, every once in a while you get some extra time in with the Lord and you just think, man, I can't wait to hear that trumpet. I just can't wait.
Yeah.
I just can't wait.
What's going on? You want to know the answer,
I guess. I do. And so this is a good one. How many times did the boy who Elisha raised from the dead, how many times did he sneeze?
Seven.
That is correct, sir. You are right. A little unknown fact from a lot of people that they might not be aware of is that actually he, so after Elisha stretched himself out, the child sneezed seven times, and then the child opened his eyes, which means that he sneezed those seven times without his eyes open, which is like, wow, that's bizarre. It's like, how do you do that?
I just thought about it that way.
Yeah, it's like, how would you do, I mean, how do you sneeze, I mean... My eyes go in the back of my head when I sneeze. I just don't know how that happened.
Didn't he lie prostrate across
him? Yes, correct. That is exactly what he did.
I thought, okay, if he was sneezing, was he sneezing in Elijah's face?
That's an excellent question. I do not have that answer, but you have to sit there and wonder.
To find that one out, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the prophets went through a lot, although it could be a tough one. Excellent job, my friend. Excellent answer. Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well.
All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Right. We roll. That's a great question that he sneezed in his face. Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right, getting ready to do our trivia. Before we do our trivia, let's remember our website, and we do it on purpose, HeMustIncrease.org. Website, HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org. Email David at HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, we're going to try to do DNA maybe in the fourth because we've got history next. And I also want to try and do Hebrew. I've just got a lot of stuff. Plus, T is going to be working on a Greek sound. It's going to be something like that. It's going to be so funny. But before we get to any of that or the trivia question, I have a few more jokes. That's right. And you think in the middle of a very intense teaching like this, when I'm talking, you know, this is like, you know, left or right, it's in the kingdom, out of the kingdom, turn or burn, or you know, it's like either you're in or you're out kind of thing. You think, well, it should be very serious. It is. Watch these jokes. Tell me how serious these are. Here we go. Ready? Okay. The first one is a classic. If anyone needs an ark, I happen to know a guy. Not bad, right? Not bad. Now, this is only funny if you understand, if anybody gets offended at this, here's my first response. Tough. Okay? That's my, write a blog about it. How about that? You know, call the New York Times. See if I care. Anyway, if you are Jewish, you will find this, or even just listening to my Jewish part on this, so you will absolutely find this funny. A blind guy goes to the Passover Seder, and someone, not a blind guy, goes to the Passover Seder, and someone passes him a piece of matzah. You know what matzah is? Like that matzah really? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Someone passes him a piece of matzah. He runs his fingers over it and loudly yells, "Who wrote this garbage?" That's funny. If my mom was alive, she'd just been on the floor on that. She'd just been like, that's lights out. And then the last one, a little more clever than it is funny. How can you make God laugh? That's the question. Here's the answer. Tell him your plans. Like your plans are going to matter to God. That's you going to give me a buzz on that one? All right. All right. You had to make it up with a little laugh. All right. That fun. That lots of one. Come on. That's hilarious. All right. As a result of Adam's sin, specifically as a result of Adam's sin, what became cursed? Something specifically not talking about death. Okay, something became cursed. What is that? Okay, If you think you know the answer, you have the opportunity to call in. So it's like, okay, here's our call thing. 972-445-0770. Terrific T will answer. Or you can text in 214-210-8483. Joy and Cordy stepping in right away. Very nice, ladies. Very nice. Let's see. I want to get to the teaching. So if somebody calls in, I'll stop it, but I do got to get to it because this is an important element. And the reason that I'm firm about this is I'm having a problem. So I could use prayer just like everybody else, okay? When Donald Trump became president, I did a video that said, listen, if you're a Christian and you got this guy and you don't want him in office, the goal here is not to pray that God opens up a hole and swallows him up. That is not what the prayer is supposed to be. Could you imagine if somebody was the leader of Israel, even Manasseh, the worst guy, and somebody said, oh, let's pray against Manasseh. They'd have been executed by the entire, you know, tribe on the spot. Okay. So now that things are moving in a different direction, my simple question is, you know, are Christians going to be praying now for Joe Biden? That's just a simple question. Are yes or no, you can pray for it and not against him. Because I think what bothers me the most is the political part of Christianity should be us bombarding heaven through prayer for God's will to be done on earth. I swear I read somewhere, our Father who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, wait, that was Jesus. He said that. And it's like, that's how you get it changed. And people are like, well, then we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Hey, here's how you be really political. Pray a lot harder. It's just absolutely baffling to me. I mean, it is baffling to me that you guys, that everybody that's having such a hard time thinks that the people are doing all this. That it's the and the God's up in heaven going, well, I didn't expect that. Oh, well, what am I going to do? It's like, come on. Seriously. And we are either in the kingdom or not in the kingdom. And after we take this call, I'm going to really get into that because it becomes the big issue. The big political issue is which kingdom are you in? But let's take the caller first. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Dan.
How you doing, brother?
Excellent. Looks like you're on a roll today for Friday.
But now, see, you were doing better when you talked to T. Now you're talking to me. It's like Monday.
Monday.
All right, my good friend. So Adam sinned, and something became cursed right away. What was that?
I know. It was a ground.
That is correct. It was the ground. You're right. You are 100% correct, and so people don't realize that if they think they get stuff out of the ground that's good now, imagine if it was never cursed. It'd be like, wowzer. I mean, we'd be really producing stuff, right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Excellent job, my friend. Excellent work. And you doing good? You doing pretty good? Anything?
Yeah.
Top of it. That's awesome to hear. We just praise the Lord for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. God bless you, brother.
Bless you all.
All right. Excellent, excellent, excellent. All right. So I love shows like this. These are my favorite. Okay. So I'm having more fun than all of you. Just hang out. All right. So why this is important, though, from my point of view, is not what your political affiliation is. It's what your kingdom affiliation is. And it's the thing that drives me – I don't want to say it drives me batty because that's – okay. It drives me batty. It's just – look, here's 1 Kings 18, 20 through 22. So Ahab went throughout all Israel, assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God, follow him. You have one choice and one choice only. It's either God or not God. You see what I'm saying? So it's either following God, not following God. Okay, either going that way or not going that way. In verse 22, it says, Elijah said, am I the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets? Even if it means standing alone, you stand in the kingdom of God. A really cool pastor from New Mexico, a Calvary chapel in New Mexico, he was talking to me when I was in Flagstaff pastoring, and they actually said, do you want to become a Calvary pastor?
It's one of those weird things. And I'm like, I'm just going to go where the Lord just led me
and not going to change or whatever. And he goes, listen, he goes, whatever position you take, you just never forget this. And it's just like it came out of the blue. He said, you and God make a majority.
And I was like,
what a great statement. If you are connected to God, that is the majority. It's over. And so the important part for people to grasp, and why I'm kind of like harping on this, is for people to understand, like when Joshua in 24, 14, 15 says, now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped at the Euphrates River and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable for you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the God of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And see, that attitude, that's what I'm trying to instill in you. The reason I'm calling this left or right isn't really political. It's left. Do you want to be left if there's a rapture? No, you don't want to be left still on it. And do you want to be right as in correct because you're following what the Lord wants? Yes, you want to be correct. You want to follow what the Lord wants. This is not this spectrum of, no, you must think this way or you must think this way. I mean, the angel said to Joshua, when Joshua said, who are you for, us or them? That was to the leader of Israel. I can't stress this enough. He took over for Mo. He took over for Moses. And he said, who are you for, us or them? And he goes, I'm not for you. I'm for the kingdom of God. I'm for the armies of the Most High God. I'm just like, that's the ticket. And you have to make a decision. What you're not going to like, so I don't have any more jokes. I probably should have saved one for what we do in the next segment. What you're not going to like is you're going to find out that there are only two kingdoms, and every choice we make furthers one of them. It's like, what? Are you going to do this perfectly? No, but you got to hear it. Because it's important. See, you can't do the neutral thing. I think you already know why you can't do the neutral thing. The neutral thing is, you know, Revelation 3:16. So because you're lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You can't do that. You're going to have to pick a side. So it doesn't matter. You're either for the kingdom of God or not for the kingdom of God. So when we get back, we're going to kind of talk about that. And this really ties into, if anybody's read 1 John lately, how John, when he writes, keep in mind, he's writing this 55 years after Jesus is resurrected, says, hey, the gospel is about God is light. God is light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. You're either for the light or for the darkness. There is no in between light and darkness. There is either light or dark. Get that? Very important point. Light or dark. That's all there is. Room is dark. Turn on the light. Room is no longer dark. Boom. That's it. Get ready. It's a roller coaster. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
All right. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Eric.
Hey, Eric. What's going on, brother?
Well, I just wanted to thank you. Over Christmas, I was working and listening to your sermon that you had taped. It was a blessing that when I got done with working, finished with working, I always knew I could always go to the podcast and listen to you. And your testimony is out of this world, I tell you. That is incredible.
I appreciate it. You know what's so funny about that testimony? There's so many parts you can throw in that I haven't ever really done. But 1 week, I hope to just spend 5 hours trying to really hash out from start to finish. I mean, some people would just be like, whoa, you're a weirdo. But I'm so glad I blessed
you. Like you said, you could spend 5 hours on that one subject. That was pretty incredible.
Yeah. I'm so glad that blessed you, brother. That just really is it's really a blessing for me to hear that did that. All right. I really appreciate that. And we love your love and support that you give us. It's just fantastic.
Hey, real quick, I don't want to mess up the trivia question in case somebody else wants to answer it. I didn't even hear what it was, but I just want to say that Texas Air King did an excellent job of taking care of Lisa and me. We got heat on the house. Of course, we don't really need the heat today, but we did last week, and we had heat, so...
Yeah, that's
worked out good.
Yeah, and that's when you need that. I mean, when you need heat, right? When it's cold, I mean, I want it to work. I don't want to know. I don't want to click the thing and have it go, sorry, not today. You know, it's like, wait, what? All right, well, listen, I'm going to give you a shot at the trivia because you're a pretty smart guy. And you don't have to get it perfectly, but I feel you can do it. I feel in my heart. So just walk with me and do your best. Okay, that's all you got to do. Here we go. King Saul had a troubled spirit that could only be soothed by...
Well, he had a troubled spirit, and he first of all went to a evil soothsayer or whatever, and that was looked upon wrong.
Do you remember who he had play who he had to help him with it? It was a protege that was about to take his place.
Oh, okay. David.
That's correct, sir. And now,
it was David with his lyre and singing.
Correct. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, listen, anybody sit there and think, oh, that's you just trying to toot your horn or something like this. Like, that is not what that was for. That was simply to demonstrate that people, when you share something with somebody that's encouraged them, it's a blessing. Right? And that was the one thing. So I want to make sure people don't think there's some kind of ulterior motive. Plus, he gave a shout out to Texas Air King. So, you know, do you know how hard it is to pull all that stuff together? It's like you would be amazed. Okay, let's see. We've already done the websites. So we can probably skip that altogether. But let's do our next trivia question as soon as I can find my trivia question booky thing. Here is what it is. The little tougher, right? You get into the third segment, little tougher. That's the way it goes. When Philip met the Ethiopian eunuch, he was reading from which book in the Old Testament? Ooh. So when Philip, remember, Philip met the Ethiopian, and just in case you get too quick on that, there's a follow-up question to that in the fourth segment. So if you think you know, you can text in 214-210-8483, or you can call in 972-445-0770. Cordy and Joy already hitting up on top. Great job, ladies. So when Philip met the Ethiopian eunuch, he was reading from what book? It's a good question. Really is a good question. I do not want to forget, because I took the time to write it, history, because there's something really cool in here. So let's do history.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, let me give a shout out to Aunt Deb, who's one of our board members, whom we love drastically. And the reason that we're giving her a shout out is because today is called Answer Your Cat's Question Day. So I don't have cats. She has cats. Have you ever had a cat?
I've never had a cat, but I've been around cats.
Okay. Because it's kind of like, you know, they're different than dogs.
Yeah, they're just more relaxed.
That would be a good word. They are more relaxed. That would be a great definition on splitting those. That's a classic. All right, let me give you a couple others real quickly. It is also come in from the cold day. I'm not sure what that means, so I'm just going to let that go. National Polka Dot Day. See, polka dots used to be really cool. We used to love polka dots. Also, the last one, actually, there's two of them. National Hot Sauce Day. I'm a huge hot sauce fan. I like Tabasco. I like the Tabasco sauce. I use a lot of it on like any vegetables or anything like that, or on pizza and stuff like that. It's really weird. Don't ask. I don't know. And then it's also National Blonde Brownie Day, which for me.
Ooh, isn't that like the half cookie?
No, that's a crookie. Cookie is the brown. This is the brownie and the cookie. The blonde brownie is the brownie that has the vanilla.
Yes.
Yeah, it's delicious.
So good.
I know. I'm such a big brownie fan. It's so sad. So the doctor goes, "Hey Dave, stop it." I'm like, okay, sure. And then last, before we get to our caller, who's going to answer the trivia question, this will blow your mind. I know you won't believe me. It's absolutely true. This is a history thing, but I want to tell you something. In 1952, the first commercial jet plane, the BOAC's Comet, is put into service. That's the first commercial jet plane. In 1970, it's 1970, our family went to London on a BOAC, and we were the only family on the entire flight. So they let the three of us kids go up. This is way early. So you're talking many moons ago. You know, you're talking 50 years ago. They let us come into the cockpit and sit in the seat because it was on automatic pilot. So I actually sat in the seat of a I don't know if it was a 727. I don't know. It was a something. It wasn't the DC-10. But it was. There was nobody on the flight. And it was just like – back then it was like 11 hours or 10-hour flight. It's a long flight. That's what I remember. I remember my mom thinking, we should have brought that cough syrup that knocks them out. Okay, let's have the person on the phone answer the trivia question. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
I'm Cordy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Cordy. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh.
But I do have a back that got injured, and I thought you could pray for me too, but I was going to answer the question the best I can.
Absolutely. You ready?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Philip met the Ethiopian eunuch and was reading from the book. Which book was he reading from?
Well, I believe it's Isaiah.
That is correct! You are 100% right! Excellent job. That is exactly right. He was reading from Isaiah. That is fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Okay. Well, thank you. I've really been under the weather and been to bed a lot because I pooed my back, lower back, and injured it. And so it's been hurting. And I can hardly walk. And so I've just been lying down a lot. So
can I pray for you?
Yes, thank you.
Can I pray real quickly? Let's pray real quickly.
Yes, thank you.
Father, we come before you. We lift up Cordy to you right now. We ask that you bring healing power into her back and into her body. We just simply ask you, Lord, to give a refreshment to her. At any time you're down, it for me and for most people, it makes our spirits down. It makes our attitudes down. And so I'm asking you to physically heal her and to emotionally and spiritually lift her up and put joy into her heart. Now, she already got joy of her sister in her heart, but I ask you to put actual joy into her heart and to bless her and to encourage her in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
And amen from Joy, too. We love you for that.
All right. I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
They're so cute.
I love it. All right. So, and then for the audience, keep praying for them, right? So you pray for them and you know, you pray for Samson. You keep these prayers going until you get the report back. That's why I get on people. It's like, give me updates, you know, it's because that then people know if they're not just the prayers effective, but when the prayer does happen or the prayer request is answered, then you get to praise. And if it's not happened yet, you keep praying. Okay. All right. I'll get off my high horse. All right, here we go. Okay. All right, so we've been talking about left or right, political this, political that. And this is a very important message to me because it really gives some definition as to the kingdom of God and not the kingdom of God. And I don't have any reservation telling people, look, there are two kingdoms, okay? Here's Matthew 12, 25 through 28. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined. Every city or household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. You know, how can his kingdom stand? The answer is it can't. If I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your people drive them out? So they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God I drive them out, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Jesus defines the kingdom of God as one kingdom, and essentially anything else is not the kingdom of God. Even the kingdom of darkness in and of itself, or the kingdom of man, or the kingdom of people, it's all on the other side. There's the kingdom of God and everything else. It's pretty straightforward. Which kingdom are you going for? Which kingdom are you supporting? Okay? Because the choices you make serve one kingdom or another. Yeah, I know Bob Dylan went up and down, but he did write one really good song. All right, he wrote more than that, but the one really good song, you got to serve somebody. It might be the devil and it might be the Lord, but you got to serve somebody. People are like, no, I'm defiant. I don't have to serve anybody. That just shows that person's serving the devil because that's what the devil said. It's just like, that's so dumb.
It's like, yeah.
You're in charge. Like we said, right up until the piano falls on your head, and then you're not in charge. So the idea is for us to understand that there's a kingdom at play here, and you're either in the kingdom of God or not in the kingdom of God. You're either in the kingdom of light or the kingdom of darkness, one of the two. And so every day, the best that we can, we try to offer ourselves before the Lord. Romans 6:13 says, do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. In the New King James, it has in the subtext where you can translate the word differently, it has, instead of the word instrument, it uses weapon. So it says, offer every part of yourself to him as a weapon of righteousness. You can either offer yourself as a weapon of wickedness or a weapon of righteousness. Which one? It's not even that complex. Either you're goat or sheep. You're either on the left or on the right. Jesus said, those in the kingdom on the right, those that are not in the kingdom on the left. And we're not talking political spectrum. This is before there was a political spectrum. And so it's really important to grasp that the first position, the citizenship of heaven, which we just talked about yesterday in Philippians 3, verse 20, that's that position that we have is one in which we approach the King of the universe and petition through prayer to get things changed politically and socially here on earth as Jesus commanded us to. Not that we get all in a huff when we lose or in a puff when we win. It's like so dumb. Don't you understand? None of this is 100 years from now, none of it. Won't even matter. Just like your car bill. 100 years from now, won't matter. I'm just saying. It's like, oh, it's important now. Oh, the mortgage is important now. 100 years from now, not that important. See how quickly we did we took the air out of those tires? Pew. And so my whole point in this is to make sure you're a kingdom first person no matter what. And I've actually had this conversation with people over the years. It's like, well, you know, first, you know, I'm committed to my country. And I, by the way, I love being an American. So don't get the wrong idea. But if you were born in Canada, it means you wouldn't accept Christ. It's like, really? You see how dumb that – it's like, step back, people. Step back. There is the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. The decisions we make advance one kingdom or another. Offer yourselves as weapons of righteousness, instruments of righteousness, vessels of righteousness, and be part of the kingdom of light. Because the other kingdom, that doesn't end well, right? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
A little boat on a big, big sea. The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave.
Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a Tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a Petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored, impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where we have somewhat lost ourselves or lost our minds to some degree. For those that are sitting, and I have to say this because this, my wife and I have talked about this for years. So when a lot of people pray, they pray and they, there's moments where you have like a lot of faith, or where you have, see, it's like a little more bold, or a lot of humility. So it's a, like, very submissive kind of prayer. And then there's other, like, you know, you're just petitioning and talking or communing or whatever case may be. So I've had a long relationship with the Lord, a lot longer than some people. I say that devotionally more than anything else. I laugh with God. I mean, I understand that a lot of people don't think that that's okay. I would disagree because I think he put laughter as one of our gifts. And I'll talk to God and I'll talk out loud to God. And I don't know if you've ever done this or not. I can't imagine I'm the only person. But I'll say something and I'll get tongue twisted. So I'll say it wrong. In other words, I'm trying to say, you know, please bless, you know, Barney, and I might go, please, less Barney, or whatever. And then I have to stop and laugh. I know he knows, and he knows I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I imagine he, you know, like we find that, you know, funny. It's just like, you know, that's like a, remember, a spoonerism is when you switch the words around. So instead of let me show you to your seat, you would say, let me sew you to your sheet. It's like, look, that's funny. And so my whole point is, it's okay to do that. Okay? Okay. Just, that's all I can say. It's okay. It's all right. All right. We're going to do our last trivia question, then DNA, right? Did I miss anything? Oh, website. Let's do the website real fast. Website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, so do what you can. Go to the website. Check it out. Check out the we said it's not faceless. Check out the newness of the site. There's nothing essentially new on there, but it's still comical looking. I think it's fun. Trivia question, and then we'll do our DNA. Fourth trivia question. It's a follow-up. A follow-up to the last question. So last question, Philip met the Ethiopian eunuch. He was reading from the book of which prophet? Cordy called in, gave the answer, Isaiah. Excellent job. Good job, Cordy. Here's the follow-up question. What is the name of the queen for who the Ethiopian eunuch was working. If somebody gets that, I'm going to be impressed. In other words, he's the eunuch. Read the book of Isaiah. Philip goes up and talks to him, starts from that passage. What queen did he work for? I know that's a tough question. Let's do, in the meantime, our DNA. Let's never forget, there will be news, news, and more news, and then news, news, and more news, and then newsy news, 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 and then there'll be more news. And T and I are just waiting for the abominable snowman. It's got to come at some point, right? I mean,
probably. Oh, yeah, it's still coming.
Right. Probably in the summer, just because that would seem like.
Right. Sounds like something that would come in.
Yeah. That'd be perfect
snowman
in the summer.
In the summer.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly why I said that. All right. DNA, which is our building blocks. DNA, that's what we're made of. The D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Every day. Every day you have breath, you should be saying at least one thank you. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Jesus said, if you were ashamed of me and my words, I will be ashamed of you in front of the Father. Like, yeah, that is not something you want. Bad call, okay? So that's D, the A, and then here's the A. A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. This is one of the ways that we know, by the way, that we have passed from life unto death. From death unto life. Sorry, I said that backwards. See? That's what God has to be laughing. For we know we've passed from death to life because we love the brethren, and our willingness to serve one another is an evidence of that. Okay? Okay. All right. Okie dokie. Trivia question that's on the board is, what is the name of the queen for whom the Ethiopian eunuch worked? I will give that answer. I got Joy and Cordy. It was a pretty strong show in there today, girls. Pretty strong. Missed it on the Romans one, but the rest of it was good. We do have somebody calling in. That's very bold. I'm impressed. Are they ready? You have the answer? Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Van.
Oh, hey, brother. This is a tough question. So I am very, very impressed. If you get this, this is very, very good. All right. What is the name of the queen for whom the Ethiopian eunuch worked?
That would be Candace.
That is correct. Candace is the right answer. Excellent. That is a stellar trivia answer. Stellar performance today, by the way, by you. You did a great job today.
I wonder if her friends called her Candy.
What's that?
I wonder if her friends called her Candy.
Candy. They called her Candy. Yeah, that's it. Yes. I'm going to go with yes. Although she was the queen, so she probably had like one friend, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excellent, excellent joke. Very good, my brother. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Bless you all. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Alrighty.
Okay. Bye-bye. Excellent. They called her Candy. Hey, Candy.
Princess Candy.
Princess Candy. That's pretty good. All right. I got to be careful. We're going to have to open mic it here for a lot of people. They're just getting, this is just getting to be wild. All right, let me finish this off, and I want to make sure you understand. I'm not mad at anybody, or I'm not like trying to, he's trying to come down on this group or that group. You can't possibly think that. I'm trying to come down on all Christians when we're kind of vacillating between understanding that this is a kingdom of God first issue. That's it. And there can't be anything. And you can't sit there and tell me that everything that takes place in this country is all only, that's only the only place the kingdom of God revolves. So it'd be like, for anybody to say that would be the height of arrogance, right? There are people being killed for their faith all over the world. Which do you think God's more impressed with? People who are willing to die from their faith, for their faith, or people that are mad? Okay. Let's just answer that, and then that solves all that. All right, here's the bottom line. Here's what I want you to be aware of. Zephaniah 1:12. You hardly ever hear from Zephaniah. It's not a book that's taught about a lot. At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish those who are complacent, who are like wine left on its dregs, who think the Lord will do nothing, either good or bad. These are the people that think nothing's happening with God. That's why they're complacent. Not we're not talking political activity. We're not talking about going to the gym. We're not talking about being happy with your life. We're not talking about any of that stuff. We're talking about complacent in regards to the kingdom of God. It's fine. I'll just leave it. You know, I'm just going to sit on my blessed assurance and go to church. Did you get that? Okay, so here's the thing, blessed assurance. Here's the key. You can't, because God won't let you. At a minimum, you're required to be a prayer supporter. At a minimum, even if it's a minute a day, or 30 seconds a day, or 10 seconds a day. But to do nothing, to be nothing, to have no activity, to be completely complacent in regards to the kingdom of God, not okay. It's not acceptable. So I'm going to say something that I've never said before because I only got a minute and a half or something like that. What is that? What do I got? How much time? Like 2 minutes. Many years ago, we had a president say, I'm drawing a line in the sand. Okay? Fantastic. Except that happened 3,000 years ago, if not 3,200 years ago, when Moses drew a line in the sand and said, everybody who's for God, come on this side. Everybody who's not for God, go on that side. Whoever's for this, whoever's for that. And we're just going to see what happens. And in the end, the people that were not on the right side in the right position of leadership, the ground opened. Moses said, let them die by a way that's never been done before. And then the ground opened up and swallowed them whole. So my point in that is God is the one who drew the line in the sand before anybody else. And when God draws a line in the sand, if you're on the wrong side of the line, yeah, the earth opens up and eats you. I don't think you may be thinking earthquake. I don't think so. I think the earth opened up and ate them. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, I don't know. I wasn't there. You weren't there. That's all we know. The earth opened up. They were gone. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you have to pick kingdom or not the kingdom. Light or darkness daily. And I don't want to hear this is more important or this is more. There's nothing more important for the Bible-believing, born-again Christian than the kingdom of God, period. And different people do different things in that kingdom. That's fine. But you can't do any of that apart from the king. So you're first and foremost is to be connected to the king, because right relationship begets right ministry. You got to be connected correctly first. Get that straight. That's the biggest key. That helps you determine whether it's turn or burn, win or lose. That just that simple. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 70 and a half hour. I'll see you on Monday. Love you guys.
Thanks a lot for all the blessings.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.